This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Recovery is a word we're hearing a lot, which is good because it means we're hearing the words Great Recession a whole lot less. But the American economy is different post-financial crisis, especially the states. The ones that boomed during the housing bubble are hurting. Now, the ones that didn't are doing generally better. And it's those states away from the coasts out in the middle of the country where future prosperity lies. So says Meredith Whitney in her new book. It's called Fate of the States. Meredith, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
It does occur to me that 2008 was only 5 years ago, and here you are predicting huge demographic and financial changes for the next, what, generation or two?
Yeah, so that's the way it works in the U.S. So every 60 years, and this is the good
message.
Wait,
so we figure the next 30 years by the previous five? Is that the way it works?
No. But I think what you see is you look where opportunity is presenting itself. And what you're seeing now is businesses relocate to the Central Corridor because of tax advantages, because of cheap energy, because of better ease of operation.
Central Corridor is where? Sort of flyover country, basically?
Flyover country, okay. Exactly.
What about the intangibles, though? And not just California, even though life in Southern California is quite nice and it's 75 degrees and sunny every single day. There are intangibles in some states that no matter the tax policy, and no matter the financial incentives that, I don't know, South Dakota might be able to offer, people still aren't going to go there.
Well, that's look, there's a clear argument for that. But ultimately, people go where they can create a better life and where there's opportunity.
You are remarkably bullish in this book. You are amazingly positive about the future and the fate of the American economy, which I found interesting for a lot of reasons, the biggest one of which is you have made your reputation for a series of negative pronouncements, that Citigroup was going to cut its dividend, that there would be municipal bond defaults right and left in this country. How do you reconcile those two things?
The financial crisis was a moment in time where, you know, it was just the math all pointed to bad things. And look, the financial markets are still struggling, but there's a lot of great opportunity and great things going on in this country. And, you know, it's still incredible that the U.S. economy reinvents itself effectively every 60 years. I mean, tell me another country who can do that. It's remarkable.
Do you think the recovery that is happening in the economy, because it is, right? I mean, GDP is growing and jobs are coming back slowly, but it's coming. Do you think that's going to help the states as much as you think they need to be helped, if that makes any sense?
Well, the disparities in growth are pretty dramatic. So let me give you some examples from the period of 2008 to 2011. California, Florida, Arizona, Nevada collectively grew between 1% and 2% during that time. But the rest of the U.S. economy grew by 6%, 7%. It's an uneven recovery.
All right. So you and your firm are located in Manhattan, also not a cheap place to live. When are you going to put your money where your mouth is and move to, like, Kansas?
Did my husband put you up to that question?
No,
because
no,
my husband is
no.
is from Texas, and he is dying to get us to move back to Texas.
There you go.
You know, it's a harder and harder question to answer.
And you won't, I guess.
Well, you know, it's not that I won't answer it. It's that it's subject to debate in our household.
Fair enough. Meredith Whitney, she's made a couple of bold calls herself. Her new book is called The Fate of the States. Meredith, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.